Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk, LSU baseball advancing to super regional action. They'll be hosting West Virginia this weekend, and thankfully, it's going to be some reasonable start times for us. Helping us break it all down, Glenn West, the senior writer at go247.com. And man, oh man, I'm sure everybody's been complaining about some late nights this past weekend at the ballpark, Glenn.
Yeah, we're definitely ready to get some more reasonable starting times for sure. Been a lot of 1 a.m., 2 a.m., even 3 a.m. nights, but we're getting some better times, so that's good.
Just curious, obviously that last game against Little Rock, the Tigers go down early, and you know, a little bit of doubt crept into many fans' hearts of what's going on here, but in the end, what a victory for this Tiger team, able to pull it out. So many heroes to talk about in that matchup. But just for you, that overall feeling at the box, what was the stadium like?
Yeah, there was definitely you didn't even need a knife to cut the tension in there. I mean, it was looking pretty rough there for a few innings, and you can thank Cason Evans and Ethan Fry for helping LSU climb out of that, because I think those are probably two of the better performances that I've ever seen individually in that stadium. And I think that obviously Evans going into the eighth inning of scoreless baseball kind of was the tone setter there to give the offense enough time to catch up. And then Fry goes 4-for-4 at the plate. I think he drew another walk, so he went 5-for-5 on the day of getting on base, and obviously had the big swing there in the middle of the game to make it 5-4. And then just from there, they were able to slowly and surely put together enough offense to get it done. So I think it starts with those two guys. You know, Luis Hernandez had a couple really big hits. Jared Jones obviously had the icing on the cake homer there in the eighth inning.
Hallelujah, right?
That was really good. Yeah, that was great to see. So lots of positives there, but it was definitely a little hairy for a minute there.
Kind of a two-parter here, Glenn. I wanted to get your thoughts first and foremost, moving on to the super regional round. The left side of the bracket has the Friday, Saturday, Sunday super regionals, and the right side has the Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So it just so happens that LSU gets a full week of rest for Cade Anderson entering the Saturday game in the opener against West Virginia. But also, the best 2 of 3 for a super regional versus the double elimination format of regional play, it kind of suits this LSU team better, because with the two-headed monster that they have with Anderson and then also Anthony Ianson, who should be, you know, have an extra day of rest as well for a potential game two, it feels like with those two guys on the mound, LSU should feel very confident in a best 2 of 3 series.
Yeah, look, when those two are on the mound, LSU has a chance to win every game that they play. I mean, that's just how consistent those guys have operated. And if they can just get a little bit of offensive run support, LSU should be able to handle this in two games. But they have been just elite. I mean, they should both be in the running for All Americans and certainly All SEC kind of players. But with what Anderson can give you in that first game on Saturday, I think it just sets up perfectly for his strengths, and having that extra, well, I guess not extra, but having a full week's rest will kind of keep him on schedule. And then Ianson did pitch on Monday, closed the game out there in the eighth and ninth innings. And so it'll be interesting to see just kind of, you know, him pitching twice in the weekend, how much extra recovery he's doing to get ready for this weekend as well. But, yeah, you feel good anytime both of those guys are on the mound with how they've been operating for the better part of really 2 months.
You know, I know Jay Johnson likes to play with us with his pitching rotation.
Yes,
but
he does.
I don't think there's any doubt that Saturday is going to be Kate Anderson, right?
No. I would be shocked if it's anybody but Kate Anderson on Saturday.
And then, you know, talking about the offense as well, Glenn, the magic number that we keep going back to is the 5+ scored runs. When LSU's offense breaks the 5-run barrier, I think it's now up to 41-2 this year. When you include like the regionals and the 3 wins that they had, they broke the 5-run barrier. The one time they lost, they scored 4. And I want to get your thoughts on their offense against this West Virginia pitching staff this upcoming weekend, because West Virginia brings in, you know, a really strong team ERA. They have a couple top line starters that can go here. And I know that they won the Clemson regional more on the back of their offense. Like that game against Kentucky was 13-12 to win the regional and move on. But at the same time, they've got a solid pitching staff that could challenge LSU's bats.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely looking at a couple different things this weekend from LSU at the plate. I think that what you kind of saw towards the end of the weekend was them taking their more disciplined approaches at the plate. They were, not swinging for the fences the entire time, and really they were just getting consistently on base. And so that's been when this team has been at its best. And quite honestly, if you look at just kind of the West Virginia kind of numbers, they are a very high strikeout team. You know, they do a really good job of getting guys to swing and miss, and have a number of their starters that have an ERA of right at 3 or even under 3. I mean, they have been really, really, really solid throughout the entirety of the season. So they're going to be facing, you know, stiffer competition here with LSU, but, you know, certainly the Tigers, they seem to swing the bats a little bit better at home. They've been a much better home hitting team than they have been on the road. And so it's going to be really important for Jared Jones to maybe carry over some of that momentum he might have gotten from that final swing in the eighth inning on Monday. Certainly with what you've seen out of Daniel Dickinson, Luis Hernandez, Ethan Fry, Stephen Milam, I thought had a tremendous weekend at the plate for LSU, which is really good to see. So they're starting to get a lot of their big bullets that they were going to be counting on for a lot of this season kind of start to heat up at the right time. So that's a positive for LSU this weekend.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking at this West Virginia squad, how much you know about what we can expect from them offensively?
Yeah, if they get on the base, they're going to run a lot. I think they have over 110 steals on the season. DBU was another really fast running team, but thankfully, Kate Anderson didn't allow those guys to get on base very much to utilize their strength. So hopefully you can get another performance like that from him and Anthony Ianson, but just a really solid hitting team overall. Just looking and kind of crunching the numbers, They do a really good job of drawing walks and getting on bases with free passes, and they're not a tremendously high strikeout team either. They don't hit a whole ton of home runs. They're very much a contact team offensively, and I think that's something that if LSU's pitchers can just force them to hit ground balls, line drives, pop flies, the defense will be able to take care of the rest, because they've been pretty exquisite defensively, LSU has, for really most of the season.
You know, it's interesting, Glenn, because when we were talking with Mark Etheridge from D1 Baseball, he compared them to Kentucky. And I see it a lot when you're just crunching the numbers. They don't have a ton of pop, as you mentioned. Only 55 home runs for a team that averages almost 8 runs per game is definitely eye-opening. And then you look at, you know, their top hitters. They have like 6 guys hitting over 300 this year. They're hitting 300 as a team. And then, as you mentioned, with the stolen bases aspect, 108 stolen bases on 141 attempts this season. So they're right up there, man, in drawing the walks, getting on base, causing havoc. That's how they want to score their runs. Very similar to the Kentucky team that LSU saw in the Supers 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, and look, well, last week when we were there for their open practice on Thursday, we saw them doing, I mean, they had an hour and 15 practice that the media was allowed to see. And I would say maybe 20 to 25 minutes of it was spent on pitchers and infielders going through their different bunt coverages. And, this is a team in West Virginia that, you know, if they get guys on base, they're going to try to move them forward. And they're not going to have to do it through the power. They're going to try to do it through creative ways, through bunting, through trying to draw free passes, things of that nature. And so if those guys are going to be really disciplined at the plate, those pitchers, Anderson, Ianson, certainly they're going to need some more guys after them just to throw the ball over the plate. But if they're throwing strikes and they're putting the ball in play, this could be a really big weekend for the defense for LSU. And in terms of just proving what we have seen to this point is valid, that they are one of the better defenses in the country.
Glenn, Charlie and I love to say, and Jay, we trust, do you expect Coach Johnson to tinker with this, his batting order some more? We know there was, that last game against Little Rock, he had Ethan Frye batting number 2, and some other guys were moved around in there. Or will he, do you think things revert to back to how he usually sets things up?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, if you'd asked me that before that final Little Rock game, I probably would have said, don't really mess with the lineup. And then he, changes a bunch of different things on us on the Monday game. And so now you've got us second guessing. So I would imagine that it looks around the same that the Monday game did. I did think they did some really good things with the way that order was set up on Monday. But look, I wouldn't be surprised if at some point Jones, if he gets hot in that Saturday game, they might slide him back into that 2-hole if he continues to hit. And I think that the biggest thing that they've really kind of leaned on these last couple weeks, when they have played well offensively, has been some of their power. And Ethan Frye's gotten into a few balls. They've hit a lot of extra base hits, and they've been able to drive home runs in that way. So I think that they will certainly try to lean into that again this weekend. And, they've got a lot of guys that are coming along at the right time. Steven Milam is one I'm going to be watching very closely this weekend.
Yeah, he got hot at the plate in the regional action. And that, he's a real key piece, especially if he's going to be in the top part of the lineup where Jay had him slotted in at the 3-hole in the finale of the Baton Rouge regional. And Glenn, before we let you run, I just want to ask you, because obviously we've talked about Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson and how fantastic they've been. But with Cason Evans, who's been a weapon out of the bullpen for a majority of the year, I know that he had some starts kind of late in SEC play. He throws 109 pitches on Monday, and I think the general plan for Cason Evans is to have him potentially available for that Monday game 3 if it comes to it. But, with Zach Cowan's kind of struggles a little bit late in the year and into the postseason, I just want to get your thoughts on who do you really trust behind Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson with, Cason Evans potentially not being available to come out of the bullpen and instead having a role as a game 3 starter if it gets to that point?
Yeah, it's a great question, because, I wouldn't expect Evans on, 5 days rest to really be an option after throwing 100 something pitches in that Saturday game. To me, I would probably go to Cooper Williams, the freshman lefty, to back Anderson up to start that game. I think he showed you some really good things, even though LSU lost in that Sunday game to Little Rock. He was the only guy that pitched well in that in that game and was kind of the lone bright spot. I think he gave him 3 2/3 of shutout baseball. So if Anderson's working from the left side and dealing, and you know, West Virginia's having a tough time figuring him out from the left side, I would figure that Cooper Williams would be a guy that would that Jay Johnson would go to pretty early. I still think they're going to go to Zach Cowan. I think that he has too much built up trust, even though some of the last couple performances from him haven't been great. I think they're still going to go to him and for some really important outs this weekend. And then, you know, after that, I think it's really just a feel thing, because there weren't a whole ton of guys outside of those three and Evans, Anderson, and Ianson that showed you a whole lot out of the bullpen. So I think it's really going to be about who can step up, and there's probably going to be a quick leash on a lot of these guys if they can't throw the ball over the plate this weekend.
Glenn, and maybe the toughest question for you, are there any go-to concessions at Alec Box Stadium? Charlie and I are making our way there this weekend.
Yeah, Glenn, come say hi.
Absolutely. I tell you what, they had a Drago's cart out there last weekend. They were doing char grilled oysters. They had some pasta dish that they were doing. They had an alligator dog. That was certainly up there for me. And we were able to use our media tickets on them too. So got a good deal on it.
We got to knock on wood though, because the last time that Steve and I tried to make the trip out there was the 2023 regional. And it was the game that there was not a single drop of rain, but there was just a lightning strike every like 3 minutes. And every single time we saw it, add another 45 minutes to this delay. And so we sat out there for probably about 5 to 6 hours, Steve.
And saw zero baseball.
We didn't see a single pitch of baseball. So hopefully, I know that the weather is maybe supposedly going to be a concern for Saturday, but you know, I don't want to go through that again. So just knock on wood heavy that we're able to watch some baseball this Saturday when we take a trip to the Box.
Absolutely. This last first game of the regional, we sat around for 4 hours and there really wasn't much rain either. So hopefully it's the regional round where the bad luck with the weather kind of sets in, and it, you know, this Kentucky, this series won't be nearly as bad.
Awesome stuff always, Glenn. Thanks so much for your time, man. Have a good night.
All right. You guys too. Thank you.
Thanks, Glenn.
Glenn West, senior writer at go247.com. Go there. Check out all his great work.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.